This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. Every year we talk about flu season as it approaches. And of course, this year that is a little different because we are also approaching the flu season as the COVID pandemic continues. So we're going to address a bit of both today and see how they compare and what we can expect in regards to having both illnesses out there at the same time. Dr. Stanley Martin is with us. He's the Director of Infectious Diseases at Geisinger here in Danville. We want to thank Dr. Martin for being with us. Dr. Martin, let's begin by just getting a little bit of a look at what we can expect of a flu season that is going to be commingling with the COVID pandemic.
Well, it is a respiratory infection like the flu, and it spreads from person to person like the flu. Like the flu, it tends to cause more problems in those who have underlying problems with their lungs or heart or who are older. Unlike the flu, it doesn't affect children quite as much. And unlike the flu, we as a society have really no pre-existing immunity to it. And also, unlike the flu, COVID is more deadly. If you want to look at the statistics, right, every year, roughly close to about 50,000 Americans will actually die from the flu. Now, most of those tend to be elderly, but not always. We, of course, as you've probably seen in other news, have had already four times that many deaths due to COVID, right? About 200,000 people have died from COVID. And so in that sense, the effects of COVID have been far more devastating, unfortunately.
Is its ability to spread stronger, or is it simply because, like you said, it's not something we've dealt with before, so there's no one's got an immunity?
That's a really good question about how easily can a certain respiratory virus spread compared to another one. There are certain respiratory viruses which are just very good at spreading from one person to another, and then others which don't do it quite as well. And even with something like flu, it can vary from season to season, right? Every year, flu can be just a little bit different and also a little bit unpredictable in that sense. They're probably roughly equivalent in terms of that. But of course, with influenza, we have a very effective way at preventing the spread with the influenza vaccine, which gives some immunity to some people. And of course, because of exposures to certain flus in the past, there may be some variable immunity as well in the population. With COVID, of course, that was not an issue, right? We didn't have any pre-existing immunity to this virus as it's rampaged through our country.
Is it possible to get COVID and the flu at the same time this fall or winter?
Yeah. So that's, why settle for one infection when you can have two, right? unfortunately, we do know that you can get both viruses simultaneously. And in fact, as COVID started to spread in the United States at the last spring, we were just getting to the tail end of the flu season, right? And so we did see a couple of patients here or there that actually did, in fact, have both infections. But the numbers were pretty small. This season, of course, we run the risk of having very high numbers of people who could have, in fact, both infections at the same time. And there's a lot of concern that having both infections at the same time could be even far deadlier than just having one or the other.
The fact that people have been wearing masks, do you think that will impact the flu season as well? I mean, assuming those who are wearing them, but will that keep things under control, just almost as a side effect of the masks we're already wearing?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question too, because of the things that we have done as a society to try to prevent the spread of COVID. It's clear that those things likely can help prevent the spread of the flu as well. But as, of course, you just pointed out, people actually have to do these things, right? Wear a mask, social distance, proper hand hygiene, all those things can certainly have benefits in helping to prevent the spread of flu. But is it sufficient? Probably not, right? The flu is still going to be able to spread. And of course, we know that there are plenty of people who just aren't going to follow these recommendations anyway. And that's all it takes, unfortunately, is a handful of people to just continue to spread the infection to those around them.
The other obvious thing that you always recommend, getting a shot. Getting a shot is really the thing you would tell anyone.
Well, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, we know that we can prevent the flu with the vaccine, right? It is the single most effective thing that we have available at preventing the flu. This year in particular is very important, right? Get your flu shot. Absolutely get your flu shot this year. It doesn't matter if you're old, middle-aged, young, healthy, sick, fat, skinny, tall, short, man, woman, none of these things matter. Get your flu shot. It will help you. It will help your family. And it will help your community.
You know, people point out sometimes that they get sick from the shot. Is that, but you say that's not theoretically possible?
There, of course, is a lot of misinformation out there about the flu vaccine. And you can find all sorts of tall tales about what the flu vaccine does or does not do. Now, it is true that when you get a vaccine, it can rev up your immune system, right? I mean, that's what it's doing. It's kind of priming your immune system to get you ready to prevent the infection. And as it kind of revs the immune system up, you can feel a little under the weather. And that can go on for maybe a day or two. And even some people might even have a low-grade fever or muscle aches, what we call myalgias. But those will go away after a day or two at the most. And at the end of the day, we'll tell you that your immune system is ready to fight off the real flu once it comes. It will not give you the flu, the vaccine, right? And it will not make you sick for days, weeks, months to come, or make you prone to getting other infections by any means. That has been proven without a doubt in many, 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 many clinical trials.
Now, if somebody starts to get sick this winter, they're naturally going to say, is this the flu? Is this COVID? What advice do you have to people to deal with wherever, you know, whatever they're feeling? What's the best way to wait and see, or, you know, what do you do?
Well, that is a tough one, right? Because the symptoms of COVID and the symptoms of the flu can be very similar. And you can't necessarily tell which is which by the symptoms. And in fact, your doctor can't even really tell necessarily by the symptoms either. The only way to know is to get tested. And there are tests that are going to be available this fall and winter, which will essentially test for both simultaneously, right? So a person will go have a swab taken, and the swab will test them for both the flu and COVID at the same time to help kind of figure that out. Because if it's COVID, of course, that can mean a lot of things as far as isolation or who you should be around, whether or not you can go to school or work, right? Those kinds of things. And with the flu, it may help us figure out whether or not you could benefit from treatment, because we do have effective treatments that we can use for the flu, at least early on.
Do you think in a year from now we'll be back to what we would call a normal flu season? I mean, do you think the COVID thing will be controlled enough, or a vaccine will be available? I mean, any prognostication that you would have on that, that regard?
Yeah, I did bring my crystal ball with me this
okay.
morning, so we're in luck. I think we are anticipating that one or more vaccines are going to become available probably in the spring. How widespread they're going to be in terms of availability remains to be seen. And probably not till summertime would we be able to see a large number of vaccines available. But I don't know that for sure. This is just best guesses on what we know so far. It all kind of depends on how effective those vaccines are, too. and how easy it is for us to distribute them and get them to patients in the community. But I would like to think, that by next year, with the widespread use of a vaccine, we can certainly start to see a much more normal life this time.
Dr. Stanley Martin of Geisinger, the head of infectious diseases there, has been our guest on the WPGM Community Forum today, talking about the flu season coming up. And it's a flu season which will be like none we've seen in a long time, since it will be combined with COVID season in a sense. Hopefully the information today will help protect you and your family. Thank you, Dr. Martin, and we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.